Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and today we're featuring a panel discussion on healthcare innovation with Dr. Stephen Jones from the U.S. Department of Defense, Dr. Gerald Cross from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and Dr. Robert Kolodner from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Tom Romeo. Dr. Kolodner, would you elaborate on your efforts to establish a National Health Information Network, or NHIN? First of all, what is this network? And second, how have DOD and VA partnered with you and the private sector in forging such a network? And how does the DOD-VA Joint Information Sharing Project align with these efforts?
Sure, Al. The Nationwide Health Information Network, or NHIN, is an ambitious and exciting initiative that will create this virtual health information highway that provides a secure, nationwide, interoperable health information infrastructure operating across the internet. The information highway will link together individuals and organizations that support and advance health and healthcare. These include providers and consumers, pharmacies and laboratories, public health agencies and researchers, to name just a few. This NHIN is a key part of the National Health IT Agenda, and its capabilities will enable health information to follow individuals, consumers, be available for clinical decision support by their providers, and support appropriate use of health information beyond direct patient care to improve the health of individuals and communities, such as enabling individuals to release their information to Social Security if they're disabled, or to their school if it's about immunization data. As participants in a cooperative with 16 private sector entities and several other federal agencies, VA and DOD have been among the most energetic and committed participants. Together with these other organizations, they are working to define and test the set of standards, specifications, and agreements necessary to create this nationwide health information network. I want to emphasize the importance of having these health IT tools be interoperable. Interoperability is the ability of two or more systems or components to exchange information and to use the information that has been exchanged. Interoperability is what unlocks the power of health IT as a tool and enables the potential benefits that this technology offers.
So, staying on this theme, could you tell us a little bit about the recent American Health Information Communities NHIN demonstrations and DOD and VA's role in enhancing the National Health Information Sharing capabilities?
The NHIN held an event in September 2008 to showcase the technical capability of electronically sharing the summary records of test patients among 18 federal and private sector entities. A second and final trial implementation was held in December. This latter event demonstrated important new capabilities of the NHIN, as well as the exchange of critical additional health information beyond that of the summary record. It was quite a sight to see the dedicated DOD and VA staff working with their public and private sector colleagues to lay the foundation for the nationwide interoperable health IT infrastructure. Several scenarios demonstrated that the NHIN capabilities could be used to electronically process Social Security disability determinations, to improve population health, and to coordinate care across VA, DOD, and private sector providers. In 2009, the NHIN will come online and begin to exchange live data among those organizations that are ready, willing, and able to exchange the health information using the NHIN specifications and standards. And we fully expect that VA and DOD will be among those that will be using the NHIN. Beginning in February 2009, the Social Security Administration will work with MedVirginia to begin electronically processing Social Security disability determinations using the NHIN to transmit that data.
Dr. Jones, what's your perspective on the NHIN demonstrations and DOD's role?
Well, as we've stated earlier, DOD, because so many of our patients are treated under TRICARE, which is our health plan, which with help provided by private sector physicians, it's important for us to try to get that information back into their health record. So when we had the opportunity to participate with the national coordinator, of course, we were very excited and have supported that effort. You know, our goals of participating was, one, to ensure that we can provide our service members, veterans, and other eligible beneficiaries with that longitudinal electronic health record that is complete as possible. And right now, we aren't able to ensure that those records are complete as possible.
Dr. Cross, if I may, your perspective from VA.
Well, we also participated in the 2008 demonstrations, and they showed the ability to exchange electronic health records information for the test patients that were used. And in 2009, we're going to focus more attention on this, on how to accomplish this to support more patients. Let me say a word about why this is so important to the VA. Our patients get care in many different venues. The forward-thinking activities that are being led by Dr. Klodner's office will, for the first time, give VA a way to move the information to wherever the veteran chooses to receive care in either the VA or the private sector.
Al, if I may, one other thing I think it would be important to emphasize in this demonstration that VA and DoD participated in is that while the data was about test patients, it was actually being transmitted from systems scattered all around the country at the actual sites of all the participating organizations. So this was real-time exchange using the standards that have been moving forward nationally.
It strikes me that a strong governance structure is critical for the success of any joint project of this scope and complexity. Would you elaborate on the joint governance and oversight structure being used to ensure the success of the interagency health sharing program? And specifically, maybe touch on the role of the DoD-VA Interagency Program Office and the DoD-VA Information Interoperability Plan. Dr. Jones?
Well, as Dr. Cross has mentioned, VA and DoD has been working more closely together, particularly this last year or so than ever before. And just for an example, this last year, we've had what's called a Special Oversight Committee, which has been chaired by the Deputy Secretary of DOD and the Deputy Secretary of VA. For about a year, they, along with the top leadership in VA and DOD, met on a weekly basis. So the top administration focus was on ensuring that we were doing all that we could to share information and to ensure that all of our programs that VA and DOD have are compatible and working together. For a number of years, we have also had a group called the JEC, which is a Joint Executive Council. We have a joint strategic plan, which is developed between the two agencies, reassessed and analyzed every year. We have goals and objectives in that plan, which are reported to these groups, and we're making real progress across the entire front. VA and DOD relationships. If Congress wanted expedited progress, they did form in legislation this IPO that you mentioned, which is an interagency program office. We have established that program office. We have about 30-some-odd people. It's a jointly staffed by VA and DOD individuals. The director is a DOD employee. The deputy director is a VA employee. And their entire focus is to ensure that on those electronic health systems and electronic information that we are working on and developing, that we are in concert and that we will be doing it jointly and together and planning together and implementing together. So the legislation requires that we have in the electronic health area for health records interoperability by September of this year. We believe we will meet that deadline, and we'll report to Congress to that.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. Dr. Cross, would you like to add your perspective?
Governance and coordination is, of course, very important. Those things have to be built into the structure of the organization to make sure that they're successful now and for the long term. As Dr. Jones was saying, in April of 2008, the departments formed the Interagency Program Office as mandated by the National Defense Authorization Act. The IPO, the Interagency Program Office, serves as a coordination and management oversight body, but is not charged with responsibility for the execution of interoperability projects. The activities related to the requirements, development, and acquisition remains with each department. The IPO is also responsible for ensuring that the departments maintain a strategic direction that will ensure interoperability is achieved. That strategic blueprint that identifies future initiatives, many of which are not yet funded but have been identified for the purpose of providing clear strategic direction, are moving forward.
Great, thank you. What about the future of DOD and VA health information sharing and the broader national health information sharing efforts? We will ask our panel to share with us when the conversation on healthcare innovation continues on the Business of Government Hour.